On the morning of Friday, September 19th, 2014, King's College hosted many guests in its new Kings on the Square building in the heart of Wilkes-Barre. Among these were members of both the King's College and Wilkes University communities, and speakers included Father Jack Ryan and President Pat Leahy, Mayor Layton, Senator John T. Udichak, Senator Lisa Baker, and a student from both King's and Wilkes. However, Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Corbett was the primary presenter of the conference held in one of the lecture rooms of the newly renovated building. In his speech, Governor Corbett made a highly anticipated announcement pertaining to rival schools, Wilkes University and King's College.
Two grants we are announcing today. One is for $3 million. Well, actually, each is for $3 million. Okay, everybody level there? $3 million for Wilkes University, and it's projected to create and retain nearly 300 jobs in the Wilkes-Barre area. But when we say create, it's not talking about creating the jobs of the students that they will have, that they will go to down the road. It's creating a learning environment for the students that gives them the tools to succeed in the new economy. We truly have a new economy coming in emerging fields that are here now, and most of the fields here are really changing rather quickly.
He continued by explaining exactly what this grant money would be used toward at each institution of higher education.
At King's College, our investment will help create a state-of-the-art academic space for science-based academic programs in fields that are in demand and well-paid. The project also includes the art gallery that you saw out there, I believe, additional parking, and more student housing. So it's a $3 million investment in each of the universities. At Wilkes, it will help complete the renovation of the Stark Learning Center. And the renovation will consist of the construction of three new laboratories, one for bioengineering, one for nanotechnology.
As the conference neared its conclusion, he answered an inquiry about job creation for college graduates and the efforts being made to keep them working in Pennsylvania.
We have to attract the jobs that will keep our students here, and I think that we're starting to do that. The programs that you've seen described, both for King's and for Wilkes, we certainly have the work here in Pennsylvania. It may not be totally all in the Northeast, but some of it may be. But also, our efforts are trying to attract those businesses to Pennsylvania, to attract them. Think about where we are in the Northeast, how close we are to New York City, and being able to do a lot of work here, less expensive rate than what New York City would be. We see that all across the state. So first job, you got to get them educated. Second job, let's try and continue to create jobs.
The governor also spoke about why he selected Wilkes University and King's College to receive these grants that would so greatly contribute to the improvement of the programs and facilities.
This is a program that everybody can apply to. So it's an investment. And we do invest. We invest in the state system of higher education, obviously, and in state related. Students that attend here, the people who work here, are all part of the taxpayers of Pennsylvania. And so this is an investment just as we invested yesterday in Jefferson Hospital. We invested in Philadelphia yesterday with the Salvation Army. So we're looking at the various types of investments and what's the return on that investment, both in dollars and cents, but also in the future lives of Pennsylvanians.
Being of the Catholic faith himself, Governor Corbett provided some religious insight in a personal interview following the conference.
Obviously, growing up Roman Catholic, you grew up with a strong faith. And a lot of our decisions, more moral decisions are made. And you have to have faith in what you're doing, faith that the Lord's going to lead you in the right direction.
Finally, the governor spoke about encouraging college-age students to vote in the upcoming election on November 4th.
Certainly encourage everybody to vote because, as I said, this is a participatory democracy. And many times people want to complain about what government does, but they didn't vote. It's almost like, well, how can you complain if you didn't vote?
For WRKC News at 5, I am station manager Jessica Mulligan.